CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
More coffee, anyone?
No, thank you, Aunt Effie.
I'll have some. Thank you.
Well, it certainly is pleasant to have breakfast with you two not speaking. I might as well have slept late like Betsy. Oh, for goodness sake, why don't you two kiss makeup?
Look, I'm not mad. She's the one who's not speaking.
Well, now, here we've all had the loveliest European trip. We only have a few more days in Italy before we fly home, and I don't think you should spoil it, dear, by acting like this.
I didn't start it. He did.
What did I do?
Just because some man says hello to me on the street, you'll get hysterical and come rushing back to Aunt Effie, wildly demanding to know who the man is.
I was not hysterical. Yes. I did not wildly demand. After all, you acted so funny the last few days, and considering the fact that I didn't know you knew any men at all in Rome, Italy, naturally, I merely asked a simple question, and you fly off the handle.
Well, it's nice to know your husband doesn't trust you at all.
Oh, look, I am sorry. I really am. Maybe it's my fault. I do trust you, honey. You know that. But you'll have to admit that you have acted strangely the last few days. Now, Aunt Effie, hasn't she?
Well, I'm trying to stay out of this. But I am going to say that whatever she's acted strange about has nothing to do with any, well, secret romance.
Oh, of course. Now, look, sweetheart, whatever it is.
Well, I'll also say this. It's something she thought you'd be mad at.
Aunt Effie?
In fact, she said, I can't tell him. He'll kill me.
Oh, now, isn't that terrible?
Yes.
I'll get it. I think that is just terrible. I'm ashamed of you to feel that way about your own husband.
There now, dear. When he gets off the phone, you tell him you lost your passport.
Here's Dorothy Collins.
Mouche, makes your hands feel so wonderfully young, excitingly young every day. Must mouche.
Fall means more entertaining, more dishes to wash. Protect your hands with the new formula Truché, the only leading popular-priced hand lotion with silicones. Hands badly hurt by the ravages of water, weather, and work need new formula Truché with its wonderful healing action. Truché with silicones forms a protective screen between you and the elements. Under that screen, Truché's beauty oils instantly moisturize, instantly start helping nature heal hurt, rough hands. Truché.
Truché.
Yes. Yes, that's right. My name is Piper, yes. Who did you say is calling?
Who is it, dear? Is it Mr. Whittaker?
Yes. Alvin said he'd call early this morning.
No.
Is it Mr. Whittaker?
No. I didn't get the name, but apparently somebody from the American Embassy.
Oh.
Hello. Yes. Yes.
Dear, it's probably for me. Dear, I asked them not to call here.
I know.
No. I'm sure there's some mistake. No. My wife has not lost her passport. No, it must be some other... What? I see. Could you hold on a minute, sir?
Aunt Effie, I think you better stand between us.
No.
Did you lose your passport?
I don't know why the embassy should call us up here.
Your passport?
Take it easy.
The one thing I have dinned into you all through Europe, and here we are. Here we are about to fly home. Don't tell me you lost your passport.
All right, I won't tell you.
Oh, did you? Answer me. Did you lose your passport?
What'll you give me if I tell you?
Dear, this isn't any time to be funny.
Well, I'd rather die with a smile on my lips. I told you he'd kill me. Yes, I lost my passport last Thursday.
And you be nice to her. Just a few minutes ago, you said it was terrible that she should be scared of her own husband.
Don't you
lie into her. She just felt terrible about it. And the reason she didn't tell you before is because she knew you'd be mad. And the poor thing has had to go down to the embassy herself.
It was one of the embassy men who said good morning to me the other day. I've just been frantic, dear. It seems they have to write to Washington, D.C. and get certain credentials, and then Washington has to send them back, and apparently they don't communicate these routine things like lost passports by airmail. They go by boat, which takes weeks.
I said if you lost your passport in Europe that you could get involved in it.
No. You were going to be nice about it.
Hello. I'm sorry, sir. Yes, you have the right number. Yes. All right, we'll come down to the embassy right away. He says there seem to be some complications in issuing you a new passport.
Sit down, Mrs. Piper, Mr. Piper.
Thank you, Mr. Lodger.
Thank you. Must be kind of a headache to you people when tourists keep losing their passports.
You're an American citizen by birth, Mr. Piper.
Oh, yes. Both my wife and I are.
May I have your passport, please?
Oh, yes. Right here. Here you are. You spoke over the phone about some difficulty in issuing my wife a new passport. Well, what's the difficulty?
I'll ask the questions, Mr. Piper.
Oh, now, look here. I mean, just because my wife lost her passport...
Mrs. Piper has a record of being rather careless with her passports, Mr. Piper.
What do you mean she has a record?
Well, yes, I've never lost it before, all through England and France.
The passport you just lost, Mrs. Piper, is, I believe, the second one you have been issued in the last 5 months.
Why, it is. No. I have never lost my passport before.
Why,
never,
no, she hasn't. I can vouch
no.
for that.
I have a report received from Washington by cable this morning that Mrs. Piper was first issued a passport on June 17th of this year. On July 29, another application was received from Mrs. Piper for a new passport to replace the first one issued, which had been rendered null and void by mutilation.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, dear. Well, that was just before we sailed, and I... Oh, dear, it all sounds so silly to tell it, but...
Oh, my golly, I thought we'd heard the last of that.
My passport didn't fit into a billfold I had, and I... Well, I trimmed the edges of it a little bit so it would fit in. I mean, I realize how sort of dumb this all sounds now, but I only trimmed the edges a fraction of an inch. I didn't think it mattered yet. I even asked my husband here if he thought it was all right, you know, and he said yes.
Oh, well, I wasn't even listening to her, Mr. Blodgett. I mean, you know how it is. I was busy working on some office papers.
It was a friend of mine who said maybe it wasn't all right to do that, so I went to the passport place in New York, and we were there, and asked them, and they said, no, it wasn't all right, and we did have a little trouble about
it. A little?
Well, anyhow, they did give me a new passport, so I don't know why you're bringing it all up again, Mr. Blodgett.
Yes, I can't see that this has anything
Here
to do with...
Here is a woman who not only mutilates the first passport she has issued, she then loses the second one, presumably.
What do you mean, presumably?
It might have been stolen, or you might have given it to someone, or sold it.
Why should my wife give her passport to... Or sell it.
Mr. Piper, I'll be honest with you. We just don't know what your wife is doing, and it's my job to find out what she's up to.
Just what do you mean, what she's doing?
What are you doing in Europe, Mrs. Piper?
Well, I'm here on pleasure, a trip, you know, with my husband, who's on business. He's in the export-import business.
You are not engaged in any export business of any kind?
Me? Why, no. I don't know what you mean.
One moment, please. Davis, will you bring in the letter about Mrs. Piper we received from the Bureau of Italian Antiquities? Thank you.
Bureau of Italian Antiquities? Oh, my heavens, you people didn't get a letter about that old piece of marble I picked up and tried to mail home, did you? Well, that is ridiculous. Honestly, that man in the post office. I thought we'd heard the last of that, too.
Well, you might as well sit down again, dear. This is probably just the beginning.
Oh, this miserable cold. And my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan decongestant tablets for real relief from cold's misery and sinus congestion. Dristan is the revolutionary three-layer tablet which for the first time makes it possible to unite certain medically proven ingredients into one fast-acting, uncoated tablet. Dristan not only helps drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold's infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan's decongestant reaches all congested areas, shrinks all swollen membranes, relieves pressure and pain. An exclusive anti-allergen helps keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers reduce body aches, fever. Vitamin C helps build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated. But the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. There's nothing, nothing like Dristan decongestant tablets.
And the director of Italian Antiquities goes on to say, Mrs. Piper, that when it was reported to him an American had attempted to secretly mail the marble home in a box labeled clothes.
Oh, the box had clothes, Mr. Blodgett, and I wasn't secretly mailing the piece of marble home. We were mailing it home along with a collection of stones my daughter had picked up.
Your daughter? What kind of stones?
She's 8 years old and she's picked up pebbles. Pretty stones out of gravel paths at Versailles, a chunk of volcanic rock from Mount Vesuvius, an old clam shell from the Bay of Naples.
Oh, well, all right.
We're mailing all those home because they weighed so much and we're flying home, and my husband said excess weight on an overseas plane can run into about $2 a pound. Hey, why don't you speak up?
I haven't anything to say.
Well, anyhow, the piece of marble I picked up when we were sightseeing along the old Roman road, you know, the Appian Way, and then I thought it would just be nice for a souvenir. I was going to use it back home for a doorstop.
Doorstop. I see. Uh-huh.
Mr. Blodgett, there are pieces of marble lying all over Italy, wherever there are ruins. I mean, literally thousands of pieces broken off what were once marble columns or something.
Well, the Italian government would prefer the tourists leave them just lying there, Mrs. Piper. This letter is no formal charge against you. Fortunately, what you picked up is worthless as such. However, it is only one of such letters we receive asking us to inform our American citizens not to write their names on the Colosseum, or scratch their phone numbers and addresses into the Leaning Tower of Pisa, or dig out pieces of mosaic from 2,000-year-old Roman paintings.
Oh, well, I see her right away.
Oh, Aunt Effie, I found it. I found your passport.
No!
Alvin drove me down here.
Oh, Aunt Effie, where was it?
Well, it was under the mattress on your bed.
Oh, of course, exactly where I put it.
Mr. Blodgett, Oh, women, really. Mr. Blodgett, are you married?
No. I have my hands full already looking after you American citizens who just love to travel.
Yes, I can see that.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Louis Van Ruten, and is produced by Walter Hart.